The first coach on today's teleconference is Michigan's Kim Barnes-Orrico. The Wolverines will be the number 4 seed in this week's Big Ten tournament, and will have a double bye before playing in the second quarterfinal game on Friday afternoon. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us. I'll let you start with a quick opening statement, then we'll take some questions from the media.
Good morning, Chris. Really excited to be here. Excited to finish 4th in our league. I've been in the league now for 7 seasons, and this is the strongest top to bottom that our league has been. We have teams in our league, Michigan State, for example, that didn't get a double bye, but had gone on to beat Oregon during the course of the year. Some really great wins for our league, and just excited to have some of the best coaches and some of the best players in the country representing our league, and really can't wait to get in Indy and see all the basketball. It's going to be great.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media at this time.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star 1. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Your first question is from Christy Winner-Scott with Big Ten Net.
Hi, Coach, and congratulations on the double bye for your team.
Thanks, Christy. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great. Just with the approach coming into this tournament and having the double bye, you get, you know, a little bit, I'm air quoting, rest. You know, you get a little bit of rest before opening up on Friday. But with that being said, the approach coming into the tournament will be what for your team, do you feel?
Yeah, we talked a little bit after our game yesterday, the importance of really focusing and locking in. We don't know who we're going to play, so we're going to have an opportunity to watch potentially the teams that we're going to play on Thursday, and really being locked in and focused, understanding your personnel. Every game is going to be a great game. You can't look past anyone one game at a time. And we're a team that's kind of gone through a little bit of everything this season with a tough start and then a tremendous February and a great finish. So we're excited, just concerned about us. Keep improving, keep getting better, and take it one game at a time, the one game approach. I'm excited about Friday.
Thank you.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, while we're waiting for some additional questions from our media, can you talk a little bit about the transition this season with Caitlin Flaherty graduating and bringing in some younger players this year, how that transition has gone?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I think it took us a little bit of time, especially early on in Big Ten play, for our younger kids to figure out how really strong this league is and how each and every single night you have to bring your A game or you're going to fall, especially when you're playing on the road. Caitlin meant so much to our program. Her and Jillian Dunstan were staples for 4 years. And, you know, when you lose 2,700 points, to try to figure out how to make up for that took us a little bit of time. And I think, you know, we have a more of a balanced attack than I've had in my 7 years here. And our freshmen, you know, obviously led by Nas Hillman, who's arguably one of the best players in our conference as a freshman, but also Amy Dilk, who's an incredible, incredible point guard. She went down with some injury during the course of the year, but is now back. It took them a minute to kind of figure it out. You know, they're still freshmen. They're still learning. But they have just added a tremendous amount to our program with the returning players like Hallie Thom, who's a 2-time all-conference player, and Nicole Munger, who's kind of the heart and soul of our team. It's been a great, great balance.
Your next question is from Angelique Chingilis with the Detroit News.
Hi, Kim. You sort of touched on how the series went in kind of 3 different segments, but you were about a month ago 12-9 and now 20-10. What do you owe that winning 8 of the last 9 games to?
It's all coaching, Angelique, right? No, I'm kidding.
I know it.
Good morning. You know, I think kind of like we touched on, I think it took our players a minute to kind of figure it out. I think also our league is stronger than it's ever been. I think when you go on the road in the Big Ten, It's incredibly difficult, and I hear Coach Beilein talk about that all the time. But until you experience it, especially as a young kid, the focus, the lock-in, the attention to detail that it takes when you play on the road in this league is really incredible. And Terry Mills said to me a couple weeks ago when we were going through it and trying to figure it out, he said, you know, a key that I've noticed, you know, through the years is your role players, players 6, 7, and 8, really got to figure out how to step up on the road and how to make an impact. And a Kenray Johnson and Kayla Robbins have really turned up their game in this last month of play. And a Kenray is a player that missed the first month of the season with a broken hand, and a kid that had 2 ACLs earlier in her career. So she's persevered, and a kid that's battled back from injuries and is now starting to click. And Kayla Robbins, another kid for us, who's a junior, who's, you know, just playing more and more minutes and becoming more and more confident and comfortable. So we're deeper than we've ever been. I think that has helped. The ability to pressure people has helped. Our length has definitely helped. And we're playing with a lot of confidence. I think when we were going through those struggles, we never got too low. And that's a credit to, you know, Nicole Munger and Hallie Thome and getting the younger kids to stay the course and believe in the vision and believe that your hard work will pay off. And things are starting to click a little bit better for us right now.
Well, you joked about it being all coaching, Kim, but, I mean, was it difficult for you not having Caitlin and Jillian and learning to coach a team that doesn't have those two? And you said it's a more balanced attack, and maybe that's better for a coach, but was it different for you coming into this season?
It definitely was, and I wasn't really sure what to expect. You know, I was excited about our team, and I still am probably more excited. And I said to them in the locker room after the game, like, their ability to still be grinding and ability to stay after practice. I mean, they're still in the gym. I have to kick them out some days. They are really invested at this point in March. And a lot of times you don't see teams that are still this invested in March. So I'm excited about this group. But coming into the year, especially with those bumps in the road, I said, holy cow, like, how are we going to score at times, and how are we going to figure this out, and what are we going to do? And, you know, when we, in the past, if we needed a bucket, you could always go to Caitlin, and we always had something to run for Caitlin, and she was always able to make a play. And I said, even myself personally, probably that stretch that we went through was more losses for myself that I had faced probably in 10 years during the course of a period of time. So I think it was really important, and, you know, to lean on each other, to count on our staff, to count on our players, and just really remain positive, because it was such a transition. When you have a player, and you see a lot of teams go through it when they lose a legendary coach, a Hall of Fame coach, and you see a lot of teams go through it when they lose an impact player like a Caitlin Flaherty, it takes a minute to adjust, and it doesn't just happen in one game. And it takes the course of a season to really figure out what is our new identity, and who are we, and who are our go-to people. And this year, more than any team I've ever coached, it is a balance. And on any given night, it could be a different person. And I think that's what really makes us special.
Thanks, Kim.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We'll see you down in Indianapolis this week.
Thanks, guys. Can't wait. See you soon.